best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
It's 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Jay and Dave for brekkie. Up in just a moment, more on our Anzac biscuits. We are entering into the Serena show, which is coming up the end of July, by the way.
Look, it is a little bit chilly outside.
A little bit?
Rug up.
It's okay. 10 degrees. It's 7:30. 10 degrees.
Yeah, look, I know we've been talking about it all morning, so let's just find out from everyone else, okay? 10 degrees in the city centre, Mackay. That's fine. But how cold is it at your place, and what are you wearing to rug up?
Well, Amanda on our Facebook page says it's 5 degrees currently where we are in Mackay City. My husband has a shirt, a singlet, a jumper and a jacket on. It's safe to say he's not handling the cold weather today.
We don't have cold weather gear, really, around Mackay on the Whit Sundays, do we? We're not used to it.
We need Eskimo suits. That's what we need. Beverly says, no, it's not that cold enough to be. I'm wearing a skivvy, that's about it.
You're joking, right?
Well, I'm hoping you got pants on there. Well, it's a little chilly outside. Judy says, yeah, 12 degrees, I've got my jeans and jumper on.
Beverly said earlier this morning, she's still in bed with the fan on and the windows open. It's not that cold. Beverly, you're an Eskimo.
Give us a call. If you're in the truck at the moment, if you're getting ready for work, the kid's ready for school, how cold is it where you are? What are you wearing today? It is cold outside this morning. If you've not even got out of bed yet, do yourself a favour. Call the boss and say, look, something's come up today. I can't make it to work. It's too cold.
Thursday is going to be a rough one too. Yeah. Just giving everyone a heads up. 4 degrees overnight. -3 in Yungala. So if you want to kickstart the romance in the relationship, take a trip to Yungala.
Now, Jess is in Walkerston this morning. We wanted to know, how cold is it where you are? What are you wearing? We've been told that there's some frost around the coast and the islands today. Jess, in Walkerston, is there any frost where you are?
No.
Okay. Well, what are you wearing?
A jacket and a pair of shorts.
Okay.
What's with the pair of shorts? I mean, it's cold enough to go long johns.
It's not very cold, actually.
So are you going to school?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to Walkerston?
Yep.
Okay.
Go to Milton, actually, Mackay State High School.
Oh, okay, rightio. Okay.
So, in other words, you're in the car on the way to school, so you don't not feeling the cold?
No, but it's 8 degrees outside.
And you're okay with that?
Yep.
Jess, what's going on? That's too cold, far too cold.
That's not cold.
Okay. Well, see, I don't think you can feel the cold when you're young. I'm just going to say that, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, she must have blue legs at the moment. it's like a little bit cold.
Looks like a smurf. All right. Angie in Mackay, cold where you are?
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
I'm on River Street, corner River Street and Carlisle Street.
Okay, and obviously in the car, because it's too cold outside.
Oh, well, I'm working. I've got a pair of shorts on, a shirt and a vest.
Okay,
I do that all the time.
It's obviously not cold enough to be putting long pants on.
Oh, I've only got one longies.
Oh, God.
So I opt for the better.
Okay, well, so are you feeling the chill, though?
No, not really.
You're not?
Wow.
Okay, thanks for the call.
That's all right.
See you later. Jay on our Facebook page, Jay in Peak Down's Mine, he says it's 2.6 degrees out here, got a singlet on and a pair of shorts.
Oh, you're kidding me. The reason why everyone leaves New South Wales and Victoria to come and live up here is because we don't like the cold. And now, the man who thought Novak Djokovic was a brand new type of dance craze kids are getting into, not the guy that won Wimbledon, Jay Shipston with the not-so-serious news.
The Mackay Festival of Arts got off to a great start on the weekend. Rhonda Birchmore's show, Vinyl Viagra, got the show off to a great start, a nice strong start as well. One man said that Rhonda Birchmore's Vinyl Viagra had me going, going and going and going and going, and I just couldn't stop dancing. I just kept going. I thought that was kind of fitting for Rhonda Birchmore. Temperatures around Mackay with Sundays have dropped down to single digits overnight and tops of only 20 degrees during these days. On the upside, men can legitimately get away with the excuse, what? It's a cold day.
I'm using that one.
You can get away with that one,
I
too.
Can, yeah.
That's the latest in the not-so-serious news, the actual serious local news with Amity Brand coming up next here at CFM. In the Mackay Festival of Arts, we had Rhonda Birchmore to kick things off on the weekend, Dave, in Mackay.
Yeah.
What a huge event that was.
Yeah, the Symphony Under the Stars, also the Masquerade Ball at the Met as well. But Gemma Carey, who's the festival coordinator, the organiser of everything, it's already been a big weekend. Last weekend, Gemma, you're feeling exhausted?
Not at all. We're very excited about what we're going to deliver this weekend with Wine and Food Day. You know, yeah. It's our big one. We look forward to it all year.
G&S Engineering come back to the party each and every year, and the reason being, it's one of the biggest days on the calendar.
Yeah, look, how many people do you get through? I think last year you got quite a few thousand through there, didn't you?
Yeah, so they estimate numbers at between 25 and 30,000. So, you know, it comes in ebbs and flows. You know, we sort of get a turnover of people. We get the families in the morning and then we get the turnover for the food and wine lovers in the afternoon.
Did last year, did we get into a bit of strife because we kept everyone at the Queen's Park instead of moving on to the Mech afterwards? Because we had the absolute 80s guys up there from Uncanny X-Men. We had Brian Mannix. We had a couple of the others there as well. Did we get into trouble?
We didn't get into trouble, but we did go over time. You know, I did find myself standing backstage and pointing at Brian Mannix saying, one more, and him saying, no, two more.
Look, when a rock star says one more, you can't fight with him, can you, really?
That's
you can't.
That's right, yeah.
So this is like the big event as well. And like you say, it's not just for rock star lovers and band lovers. Like you say, there's plenty of things for the family to do right across the day.
There really is. So we've got over 30 food stalls this year. There's over 70 different market stalls. There's the Kids Zone, and we've got Circa, who are performing on Sunday night at the auditorium, but they're also coming on Saturday to do our workshop. So kids can do, it's like 21 circus acts in 60 minutes, so you can learn a whole heap of things really, really quickly. There's also Dalrymple Bay Coal Terminals Earth Dinosaur Zoo. So that's a new thing this year.
That's awesome.
They're saying maybe for kids that are 5 years and over, because littlies can get a little bit frightened because they're really realistic.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Let's, and like you just got to mention dinosaurs these days, and with Jurassic Park and all sorts of stuff, kids are just spellbound by dinosaurs. So that's a really big draw card for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic there.
Now, some of the big acts, well, we've got some of the local acts. Chasing the Jeffrey is going to be up on stage. And also we've got Adam Thompson and the boys from Chocolate Star. Starfish coming to town.
He's I'm a big fan of him.
I tell you what, the biggest smile I think I've ever seen in my life, it just came from Gemma when I said Adam Thompson.
Do you like chocolate starfish?
I think they're fantastic.
Yeah,
They really resonate well. I think we've really pushed for that baby boomers type crowd at the end of the day, and particularly for the supper club, and I think that'd be fantastic on the night.
You want me to be a mountain?
No, geez, every single time we talk about chocolate starfish, he starts singing, Gemma. I do apologise on the both of us, okay?
No, it's going to... Look, if you want to hear that song sung better than I can do, Chocolate Starfish here, part of the Mackay Festival of Arts. Gemma, thanks for joining us in the studio this morning.
That's okay. Lovely to come in.
And for all the details, if you want to grab tickets and information on Mackay's Regional Council's website?
Yep, so head to www.mackaytix.com.au.
All right, Gemma Carey, great to see you once again, and don't forget to get involved this weekend. All the info on our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Yeah, morning to you, Jay and Dave. 27 minutes away from 7 o'clock. You know, I'm looking outside at the moment.
Yeah, looking good.
See the blue sky, because where you're sitting, you can't see outside.
No.
I can. And the sky is pink. But it made me remember last year when we were talking about that saying about sailor's delight, and I've forgotten it. I said last year I was going to remember it. What was that the saying again?
I've forgotten it. You put me on the spot here. I have no idea.
Something about sailor's delight. You know, like it's going to be a pink sky, and then that means it's going to be cold. Like it's usually the sunset because the next day it's going to be freezing.
Okay. Look, if you can help us out here, because, you're doing my head in.
Do you remember last year we spoke about this?
Yeah, and you can't remember. Oh, geez, it racks your brain. 13-27-10, help us out here. The Sailor's Delight. Yeah, I remember that one.
It was something about pink sky, Sailor's Delight. Oh, I can't remember. I should write the stuff down more often, I think. Because we spoke about it last year and everybody called us and told us what the actual saying was. But
Yeah. You know how you get those mental blanks?
Something something.
Oh, okay.
God, it's going to drive me insane.
Help us out.
Actually, the phones have started calling. Let's go to the song. We'll come back. If you can help us out, 13-27-10, all right? Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning.
An absolutely drop-dead gorgeous morning. Not a cloud in the sky around Mackay City at the moment. Beautiful stuff.
I can see the helicopter hovering over Mackay at the moment, so there you go.
Good on you guys.
Or is that a plane coming in to land? I don't know, but if you're catching the 5 to 7 flight, it's coming in, I can see it.
Okay, but earlier this morning, you said it was pink, and I can't see the colour, but yeah, there was a saying that goes along with pink, something about Sailor's Delight. We used it last year, the whole saying. Someone told us.
Can't remember it, though. Ken and Carla are on the phone with us. Ken, now, what are you saying the actual saying is? Is it something about pink sky delight, sailors, I can't remember.
Red sky at night, shepherd's delight, red sky in the morning, sailor's warning.
Okay, Ken, you just went on the shepherd thing again. We're talking about sailors here. One's on land, one's on the water.
Yeah, but it just applies to weather. You weather on water and on land.
Well, Carl's on the phone as well. Carl from Cannavale. Are you saying the same thing, mate?
No, red at night, sailor's delight. Red in the morning, sailor's be warned.
See, it's different.
Okay.
But that saying only applies to the Northern Hemisphere. If you've got a red sky in the morning in Mackay, you don't have storms or bad weather in the afternoon, but you do in the UK.
Yep. We're just flat out remembering the actual ride there, Ken.
I remember the conversation from last year and you still couldn't get it right.
We still can't get it right. You've got us there. All right, Ken. Carl, thanks for the calls, guys, this morning.
Mackay boy done well. Used to be with the QSO. He's now with the Chamber Orchestra in Sydney. Glenn Christensen, good morning to you, buddy.
Thanks for coming in, mate.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, Glenn, you were lucky enough to perform in front of some of your friends and family on Friday night, part of the Mackay Festival of Arts. How was that for you, mate?
They've all seen it before.
Now, speaking of seeing stuff before, I mean, obviously you did Vivaldi's Four Seasons, the four different parts to it. But today, we're going to try and figure out a couple of things from you, because you know what sort of music that we love. We love our 80s and 90s music.
Mm. Yep.
So you've decided, okay, let's put us to the test. So you ready to go?
All right, let's give it a go.
Let's do it. All right, what's the first one? Okay, Jay, what do you think that was?
If you didn't know what that song was, you'd have issues. I'm telling you now, that's Akadaka Thunderstruck for sure.
That was an easy one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thunderstruck. Yeah. Well done.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one. What's the second one?
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, you. Again, too easy. Smoke on the Water. Deep Purple. Love it. You like that one? That's a good one?
Yeah, it was a great one. That's another easy one. Well done. Yeah, absolutely. Go one more.
Another one? Okay. See this one.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Easy.
The Funky Town.
Funky Town.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Thank you.
So you obviously have a bit of fun with this, don't you? Because you're not just all about classical music.
Yeah.
You're also, I'm sure you guys get together every now and again in the pub, you know,
have
crack out the
jam.
Cello. And,
I do, occasionally we'll have a jam, do some jazz or, I don't know, just muck around a bit.
Or Funky Town.
I could just see you guys just up the pub in the corner there, just rocking out with a few more AC/DC tracks.
Yeah.
Maybe some U2 there as well.
Totally.
Glenn, mate, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
See you later, mate. Funky Town, by far the best. That's probably the best cover I've ever heard of that.
You'd go out and buy the CD of all these classics done in classical form, hey.
I love that.
You know, someone at the front, Powderfinger, Foo Fighters, tap him in the mind.
I'd like to see him do like Eminem or something, like a rap version or something. Little chilly start to the day this morning. We're sitting at around 9 degrees.
It was perfect weather yesterday morning, wasn't it? Just sunshine and lollipops, and it wasn't too cold. You could go for a bit of a walk.
Yeah, look, it's still a bit chilly.
Yeah, but
I think winter's come late this year.
Yeah, but you're going for a walk. Like, I took the dog for a walk around the Goose Ponds yesterday.
Oh,
beautiful.
Nice.
No, it was just beautiful, you know. Caught up with a few
people. How many people were around there, though? Because you can always tell if it's too cold outside. The Goose Ponds has hardly anyone, except for those darn geese that chase you. Like, there's just a few people doing the laps.
Yeah, there were quite a few, actually. I think I passed around about around 30 couples. Mm. I bumped into a few people I knew as well. There was one guy that I want to bring up especially, because it was one of those moments where you think, did I just see that?
Oh, yeah, we always have those.
Yeah.
Always. You see, and let me tell you, Mackay with Sundays, best location to have those. Yeah. What the hell is going on there? What did you see?
Well, I saw this guy. He was an older fella, like in his 60s, 70s or something, and he was one of those old school dudes. You know, he had the footy shorts on, riding a bike, very slowly, mind you.
He was riding a bike
on
a cold day in football shorts.
Yeah. He also had one of those old school rugby jerseys on, the short sleeve ones.
Wow.
And I actually thought he had a pair of those compression shirts on, you know, the long sleeve ones, like the skins, I think they call them.
They do when they do training and sports and stuff.
Yeah, I thought they were white. And he's come past, he says good morning, and I said good morning back to him. And then I had to double check. It's like, did I just see that? It wasn't a pair of skins at all. What he'd have done is he's cut out the foot part of a pair of business socks. Like the diamond-shaped business socks. You know those ones? Long ones?
Hang on. So he's wearing socks on his arms.
Yeah. To keep himself warm. Which I thought was... Did I just see that?
Oh, my
God. Like, seriously?
Oh, my God. Look, wouldn't it be easier thing to be just to wear a jumper? Like, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't want to be too complicated. I know it's Monday morning. Jumpers probably would be a little bit more fitting, I guess.
I actually think this guy has taken life hacks and DIY to a brand new level. Like, seriously.
Wow.
He's taken a pair of old socks like that and turned them into something useful. I bet you he's one of these guys that's got a garage, a full shed version of these things that he's bought over the years.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't have a use for, but he's got them there. Like when you buy a five-pack of cassettes and he's still got three left from 1982.
Yeah.
Because you never know when you're going to use them again.
CFM's Cutter's Corner with Cam Cullen.
Now, Dave, we haven't had him in the studio for the last couple of weeks. He's been too busy for us, but Cam Cullen from the Cutters, hello.
Morning, guys.
Okay, we need to ask you, what happens against Redcliffe?
Against Redcliffe?
Yeah.
We got up.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it looks like Dave does his research, doesn't he, eh?
Hang on a second.
No, we keep going. This is live radio, my friend. So how much did you actually get up? How much did you get up, though, by?
How much? Not sure. We had a buy on the weekend, the week before.
Mm. Oh, that's why.
We beat Sunny Coast.
That's right. Okay. Sunny Coast. Dave, look, you're failing miserably in the sporting department there, Dave, eh?
Okay.
Failing miserably.
He normally likes to have something on me when I come
exactly
in here too,
right.
So he's been ready. Yeah, he's been getting ready.
I've been duped. Someone's playing a trick on me.
No, I think you should do your research.
Cutters' Saturday opponents, the Burley Bears, were belted 64-6. That's why, because I didn't read it properly.
Wow.
Yeah, we got Burley this weekend, and they got flogged by Redcliffe on the weekend, so it wasn't very good for them.
Okay.
But we had a nice week off, so we didn't get beaten by anyone.
Okay. I think I need a hug now.
No, you don't. Well, we just want to say congratulations to Cam for something else, because you don't know about this yet, Dave, but Cam...
No.
Cam, great news, personally, though.
What happened? There is a bit of good news.
Oh, yeah.
I am bringing a little kid into the world.
He's going to be a dad. Congratulations. There you go.
That deserves a hug.
Cam Cullen.
We'll hug it out.
They're giving a hug into each other. Cam Cullen going to be a dad. Now, how is that going to be? Hopefully, you're obviously wishing for a little boy so you can teach him some footy skills or what?
Yeah, 100%. It'd be awesome to have a little boy, but I'm sure either way it wouldn't matter. But
The little girls can play football as well.
Yeah, they can.
Trust me, the women have got some really good skills.
Yeah. And she has no choice, does she?
No.
Or he has no choice. Well, congratulations, mate. That's awesome news.
Thanks, sir.
There you go. Your best project off the air. Off the field, I should say. There you go.
That's awesome. Well done, mate.
I'm just happy that you actually stumped Dave for once. That's worth talking about.
Good to have one up on him, actually.
I'm never going to live that down.
No, you're not. No. Cam Cullen from the Cutters, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Congratulations once again, too.
Cheers.
Now, the Serena Show, it's coming up very soon, Jay. It's the 13th of July. This show is coming up on the 1st and the 2nd of August.
Yeah.
And we really need to workshop what we're going to do here, okay? We've already said that we're going to do the Anzac biscuit category because we're going to bake off like we did last year. We won the pumpkin scone division.
This year, Anzac biscuits.
So here's the thing. Did a little bit of research, okay, from the Australian War Memorial's website, as a matter of fact. They've got recipes for Anzac biscuits. They've got two different ones, though. Okay, they got ones with coconut, but the traditional one is without coconut. So should we just scrap the coconut?
I don't think coconut needs to be put in. I think the biggest problem we have is deciding on whether it should be chewy or the hard Anzac biscuits. Well, because there's two different types of people in the world.
Yeah.
There's the people who like chewy Anzac biscuits or the hard biscuits.
Well, I'm definitely the one for the traditional ones, the hard ones, the ones that you can crack a tooth on.
No, see, well,
I love those things.
I'm opposite to that, though. I like the chewy ones.
Yeah, but if you go the dunk with your cup of tea or coffee, you know... You
don't dunk your Anzac biscuits in coffee.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Of course you do. You know, just to soften them up a little bit.
That's so what Tim Tams are invented for. You don't have to do that. You have to save it. But I reckon the chewy ones.
You
get more people liking the chewy ones.
No.
Because it tastes nice. They're like honey or... It depends on what you put on them. Like if it's the...
golden syrup.
Golden syrup.
You got to put golden syrup in.
But I think the oats and like the... Because you can put sultanas in them too.
Really?
Like the chewy ones, yeah.
Okay, that's news to me.
So that's,
you're saying the chewy ones.
Yeah. Chewy ones I think are more... they're more edible and that you don't chip a tooth on them.
Oh, I don't know. See, the hard ones, they're more traditional and... Those are the ones that you grow up with, you know. These chewy ones have only been around for the last 5 or 6 years.
Well, we need to lock this in tomorrow because we need to start cooking and having some taste tests as well. So tomorrow we need to lock in which ones we're actually going to do, chewy or hard.
Yeah.
So we've just put a poll on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay, chewy or hard Anzac biscuits. Which one should we create for the Serena show to win the section that we're going to enter?
Yeah.
QCWA ladies, people who are looking at baking Anzac biscuits for that department, that section, forget it.
Yeah, don't bother.
Drop your plans. Move on to another section. It ain't going to happen.
We're going on track records from us.
we want the golden Anzac biscuit. Yeah. That's what we want to do.